This is 88.9 FM. I'm Barrett Jelly. Entering the dog area of the Humane Society of the Treasure Coast, all the dogs rush to their gates, causing a stir. The animals know to attract the attention of the guests walking through. Right now, the hallways are wide, clean, and clear. But because this building serves as a shelter for these dogs during hurricanes, as well as other pets from the community, during a storm, these same halls would be lined with crates.
Personally, I went up when there was Hurricane Katrina, and I saw all those hundreds and hundreds of dogs that were just loose.
Candace Veach is Director of Operations at the Humane Society of the Treasure Coast. Because of the events following Hurricane Katrina, FEMA recommends every county have a pet shelter. The Humane Society of the Treasure Coast fills that need for Martin County residents.
Yes, actually, we house animals for the EOC, the emergency officials for Martin County, and also for residents of Martin County. If they're due to evacuate, we open our doors and we start taking them in. We can house about 150 additional animals.
This shelter is only for pets. If you'd like to house your pet at this shelter, Veach encourages you to be prepared. Pre-registration is very important, so the shelter knows how many animals are coming. Just dropping your pet off is not enough. Be sure to bring supplies. Bring food, water, a crate, and identification.
Items to keep the animal comfortable, like if they have their favorite blanket or if the owner has a shirt with their scent on it, just something to keep the animals calm while they're here.
Even if you do not plan to bring your pet to the shelter, you should still be prepared for hurricane season. Veach suggests having a kit together. 2 weeks' supply of food, water, and medications are very important.
The main supplies you need to bring is carriers or crates, something to keep your animal in and housed in. Food, obviously the pets, whatever special diet your animal's on, water, blankets.
While making your plans for hurricane season, include your pet. In case of evacuation, the Humane Society has a list of pet-friendly hotels on their website.
But I think the biggest thing is just to make sure you have a plan ahead of time. So make sure, you know, if you're going to go to Holiday Inn Hotel, you call them, you know where it is, how far it is from here, do they accept pets, just to make sure that you have it. But we have this information on our website.
Be sure to bring a leash and collar so if your pet is lost, you can be reunited. Veach also stresses the importance of microchipping.
The other thing that's really, really important is to make sure you have leashes and collars on your pets. Because, you know, especially if you open the door or a door flies open or something happens, you want to be able to make sure to restrain the animal.
Veach says after her experience with Hurricane Katrina, leaving your pet at home should never be an option.
It was sad. It was devastating to see that and hear about that and see the abandoned animals and even the stress on the people. I mean, I couldn't even imagine, like, what do you do in a big panic? You know, sometimes you're thinking about your two kids and your husband and yourself and got to go, the animal will be fine, not knowing the floodwaters are coming, not knowing that they couldn't get back to their homes.
When making your hurricane plans, don't forget to include your pets. We will have a link to a list of pet-friendly shelters and the pre-registration form for Martin County on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Barrett Jelly, 88.9 FM.